You look at this three-story building. Obviously, the third floor is where the fire started. That's where the most severe damage is. Here today, firefighters are helping residents. You see some of the photos down below on the post that have gathered, hoping to get some belongings out. They're coming out in boxes, maybe a box or two per unit at this time. Also, Bonnie Norton from the Red Cross is here offering any assistance that any of the displaced residents might need. Apparently, they are all set at this point. She does note that gift cards possibly being donated through the city is a possibility. We don't have any additional information on that. But also, you'll see the press conference with District Chief Stephen Archer, along with the two firefighters, Bobby McDonald and Derek Spitaleri, both telling about their rescue of a woman, probably in her 60s, up on the third floor. It's possibly where the fire started. Officials would not say that definitively, but that appears to be what was the case, a cooking fire in that apartment, and quite a daring rescue, as it turns out. And again, both firefighters tell their story, going into that apartment, into that unit, with a very thick smoke crawling on the floor. Their story is told in that video that you see right below here on the post, as well as the very latest from District Chief Stephen Archer. And clearly what we did at MSL, we respected the privacy, as was sort of requested by Bonnie Norton from the Red Cross, of the residents here that are obviously devastated and stunned and shocked at what happened yesterday with that four-alarm fire. And again, they're trying to just put their lives together at this time.